Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Want to spend some time talking about a team that I feel like still at 8-0 now still is not getting the amount of attention that they deserve, as the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets took care of business once again. Today it was Syracuse as they continue this just insanely impressive run by this Brent Key coach team to a place that, look, I don't blame you if you didn't expect this team to be there, because I can't necessarily say that I did either, especially when Brent Key took over this team. They were talking about on the broadcast today of, like, you remember that blowout loss to Ole Miss that ultimately got Jeff Collins fired, to see from what that team was then, where it was just the student section left in the building, to what things looked at today. I believe it was their first sellout in quite some time. Just a really exciting energy is going on over on the flats. And so I want to bring in on the WadeFord.com hotline, Jackson Caudell. He's a writer for SI Georgia Tech. You can give him a follow at Jackson Caudell, and that's spelled C-A-U-D-E-L-L. Jackson, how you doing on this Saturday, man?
I'm doing good, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk about these Yellow Jackets just because obviously they've been so impressive. Quite honestly, I mean, from the jump of the season, it feels like their schedule has maybe not necessarily helped them out along the way, especially when a win over Clemson doesn't quite have the same appeal that it's had in the past. But Jackson, it feels like, you know, they've kind of taken care of business every step of the way. I want to ask you, with them being 8-0, pulling off what they've done so far, scheduling, you know, clearly that's a factor that's going to help things out. But what have you seen that's been different about this version, this year's Brent Key, you know, Georgia Tech team?
The way they've responded to adversity in any given situation has been pretty incredible. I mean, you know, the first quarter against Colorado, they turn it over 3 straight drives,
yeah,
only allow 7 points, end up getting the win. You know, you start out a little shaky in the second half against Clemson, but you force a turnover, you end up kicking the field goal to win. You know, whatever you think about some of the calls in the Wake Forest game, they responded, getting down there to tie the game, won it in overtime. Just the way that they're put in different situations nearly every week, you know, no matter the opponent, and, like, they just find a way. And, like, there's something to be said about that, especially when you see so many upsets happening week to week. Like, they're 8-0, and they're taking care of business.
I think, Jackson, part of this is, and you kind of alluded to it there, and I even, you know, last week against Duke, like, I tweeted out the fact that I feel like the football gods are on the side of Georgia Tech right now. Because, I mean, when you have a game where – you know, it wasn't the snap fumbled. I guess it was the handoff that was fumbled. Georgia Tech runs it back the other way. You've got a kick snap fumbled. You got a kicker who, you know, misses a kick that normally would be, pretty easy. Like, they have had, in, you know, Wake Forest, Go back to that point. Go back to, as you mentioned, week one against Colorado. Like, it feels like this team has had lucky breaks. What have you kind of heard from Brent Key, how his team has made the most of those opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, lucky breaks, yeah, sure. But, I think it's, you know, they were put in some of these situations in close games in the past, and they weren't able to finish. You know, last year they lost to Syracuse, and they had to get a couple of third and long stops, and they weren't able to do so. But in different situations like that this year, you know, they've responded and been able to do well. And, yeah, like you were saying, yeah, against Duke, you know, you had a fumble on the five-yard line. You had the mishandled field goal snap, you know, whatever. And then, you know, Duke gets down to the one, gets stopped three times. Looks like they're going to go for it on fourth and one. Then you have a penalty. Yeah, they've had some fortunate things bounce their way. But, again, it's just the responding to adversity and making the winning plays when it's time to make them like that. They just continue to do it each and every week.
Talking with Jackson Caudill on the WadeFor.com hotline on the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you going until 7 o'clock. Jackson, you know, obviously Haynes King getting a ton of love, rightfully so. I think today it was good to see him throw the ball even more than I think we had kind of seen him recently of still relying on his legs. But I feel like beyond just the love that Haynes King gets, sometimes it could be, you know, Buster Faulkner getting overlooked as the play caller there and getting things going. What have you seen from Buster and his style and what's really worked for them that's led to the success?
Well, I'll go back to just adaptation. Like, you know, they want to run the football each and every week. Brent Key prides himself on being able to run the football. Like, that's what the program, again, prides themselves on. But, like, today, you know, you're facing Syracuse, obviously, is not a very complete team defensively, but they were able – look, Haynes King, 25 of 31, 304 yards.
Yeah.
He was very efficient last week. And I don't think it's getting talked about enough, you know, or his name being talked about enough in Heisman conversations. I think a lot of people have this view of him as, well, he's a pretty good runner, but he can't really pass. And then he goes out and puts a stat line like this. And, you know, I really think it's worth asking, you know, are there many players that are worth more to their team than Haynes King? And, you know, Key won't come out and say it. Like, they won't do, like, a real Heisman campaign for him just because, like, that's just not what Haynes King is going to want to do as a person. But, like, I think he's starting to get more and more attention. And, you know, the ways Buster Faulkner uses him each and every week, whether it's on the goal line, short yardage situations, through the air, I mean, it's there's just not – I don't know that there's another player that means as much to their team or their offense as Haynes King.
Yeah, I think the quick answer would be certainly, you know, Diego Pavia and kind of how he's impacted Vanderbilt, but I have been in this exact debate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And talked about Haynes and, you know, the simple fact of people will turn to the Gardner-Webb game. And it's like, you know, I feel like you got to understand opponents and who you're facing. And not to say that Philo is not going to be a great quarterback down the line. But certainly, to your point, just what Haynes King has meant to this team and how he essentially, freezes defenses to not know, hey, we can't just give up on this guy's legs, or we can't just attack his legs because he still has the arm to be able to sling it around. And, you know, especially helps when you're able to overcome things like an early fumble today, when your defense, you know, is able to kind of buck up and get stops, or let it be field goals instead of touchdowns. I want to ask you about a specific player today that feels like his season had been rather quiet and then started this one off, drops a potential touchdown, and yet goes on to have two touchdown catches today. Josh Beetham, the tight end, the transferred over from Michigan. What do you kind of see this potentially being? Is this a breakout game for Beetham to be able to show something more, or is this just one of those, hey, it just happened to be his number today?
Well, this has actually kind of been a continuation of the past few weeks. You know, Georgia Tech uses about four tight ends. They all play different amount of snaps, different roles, but he had a big, I want to say it was a 40-something yard catch against Virginia Tech. He had a 31-yard touchdown he had a big catch against Duke last week. And truthfully, he could have four touchdowns today. Like, he did drop two, but he also caught two. And Haynes King really trusts him. And, you know, he spoke to us after the game today, said the drops were unacceptable. But just the fact that they continue to find ways to get him involved in the passing game, and you're seeing now 3 weeks in a row, like, it just adds another dimension to this offense that you have to prepare for. And, like, there's nobody better than Buster Faulkner that uses different pieces around and gets them open.
Talking with Jackson Caudill on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can follow Jackson on social media at Jackson Caudill. It makes it a lot easier when you can just go with your name. Jackson, I want to ask you about, because certainly Georgia Tech's schedule has been favorable, but in the same respect, you can only play the opponents that are on your schedule. However, moving forward, you got to 8-0, and you know who's going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at the end of the regular season, but between NC State, between Boston College, between Pitt, do you see any of those matchups being like a true trap game, a true concern game the rest of the way until they get to Georgia?
I think both NC State and Pitt present tricky challenges. I mean, NC State's on the road, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen a ranked ACC team go to Raleigh. That game doesn't have a time yet, but whether it's night or day, you know, whatever, like, they lose. Like, they've put off some big upsets before. They have a good offense. C.J. Bailey's a really good quarterback. Their defense is very suspect, but, you know, if Georgia Tech doesn't play well or turns it over like we've seen sometimes this year, that could be a tricky spot. Pitt being at home is pretty big, because I hate – any ACC team hates playing Pitt on the road late in the year, especially it's 1 week before you play Georgia. And ever since they made a switch to a different quarterback, their offense has been really good. So I think both of those teams can beat Georgia Tech. Like, they have to – I mean, in Boston College too, even though they're 1-6, but, like, Georgia Tech is not a team that can overlook anybody, no matter how big of a favorite they are. Like, Brent Key talks about it all the time. Their margins are small, and they win on those margins most of the time. But definitely NC State and Pitt, with the offensive firepower they bring, could definitely pose some challenges.
On the injury front for Georgia Tech, I know, you know, you're dealing with – things like Malik Rutherford, the center Harrison Moore, Amari Harvey, like, as far as injuries, because that can certainly, you know, derail a season, especially for a team trying to continue perfection. Is there any real concern with any of these guys that, you know, are leaving too big of a hole or going to be out for a substantial amount of time?
Yeah, so we don't know exactly how long some of these guys are going to be out, but the secondary is kind of where I have my eyes right now. Amari Harvey, their top corner, he's missed the past two games. Key said he's coming back at some point this season, okay. Didn't specify when. Jai Gilmore, another starting defensive back, he was out today. He made a ton of big plays in the win against Duke a couple weeks ago, or last week. And then today, one of their other starting corners, Zach Toby, he went down with an injury. We asked Key about it after the game, said he didn't have an update, said he'd have one for us next Thursday when the injury report comes out. So, against, like we were just talking about, like, passing attacks like NC State and Pitt, you know, if you're down three of your top defensive backs, like, that's a concerning situation. So we'll have to see how that goes about going forward, but that's something I've definitely got my eyes on.
Is this team got enough of a pass rush to, I guess, kind of be able to deter that sort of thing? Because I think, you know, you go to a team in this state, in Georgia, and obviously a lot of conversation around them has been, well, you know, the pass rush hasn't necessarily gotten home, and so it's exposed that secondary. Do you feel like this, you know, Yellow Jacket defense, that line can kind of bolster up enough to cover them?
Well, it's been inconsistent this year. I think one thing a lot of people don't know about Georgia Tech, they're playing a ton of young guys on the defensive line. Amontre Bradford, a redshirt freshman, he's probably their most consistent pass rusher. Andre Fuller, a true freshman. Again, a lot of young guys in there, so you're going to see some flashes during games, but you're also going to see, like against Duke last week, like they went to their quick game pretty early and often, and they weren't really able to affect him. Changed up a little bit in the second half. Like Blake Gideon is certainly not afraid to bring pressure. He likes to bring a lot of edge blitzes with his defensive backs, with his linebackers. I think you're still going to see a lot of that. Like, do I trust their front four alone to go out and just win a game by themselves? No. But do I think they can have enough moments in games to affect the quarterback and then Gideon adjust, you know, whenever he needs to? Like, I do have confidence in that. Like, he's shown it at a pretty good rate this year.
All right, final one for you, Jackson. I know his name already has been thrown out there, and it'll continue, especially as this team continues to succeed with Brent Key and the success that he's led Georgia Tech to. Whether it ends up being, you know, Penn State calling or whoever could end up being out there, especially as the dominoes start falling and someone goes to Penn State and maybe he's, you know, maybe Nebraska is calling or whoever. When these big teams start calling because of the success, do you think there is any interest from Brent Key to potentially, you know, want to make that move?
Look, the dumbest thing I could come on here and do is say never, like it would never happen to me. Like, you can never say never in college football. As long as the administration is aligned like it has been with Ryan Alpert, the athletic director, Angel Cabrera, the president of the school, as long as they're giving him resources to compete in the ACC like they have, I have a very, very hard time seeing him leave his alma mater. Again, I will never put anything out of question in college football. I personally don't see it, though.
Yeah, that's one where Nick Saban, what did he came out this week and said – that he doesn't want Miss Terry taking any phone calls because he knows at some point there's going to be a dollar amount that she hears that she goes, all right, Nick, I guess you are going to go back coaching. And I feel like with Brent, it's there's certainly a want to be here and to, you know, see his alma mater succeed. But I feel like there is a point in which, a dollar amount could come that you got to just consider it at least. And certainly we hope, though, that Key sticks around and makes this local team a whole lot better and more fun to watch, certainly. That is Jackson Caudill on the WadeFord.com hotline. You can give him a follow on social media at Jackson Caudill and follow his work on SI Georgia Tech. Is there anything else you want the people to check out, Jackson?
No, just appreciate you having me on. Love to do it again sometime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.